990, a free call on MTS Mobility. Well, it is every parent's nightmare, losing a child. And in the developing world, it's a nightmare that happens once every 3 seconds. According to UNICEF, 10 million children die every year from hunger and preventable disease. But there is hope to stop the cycle of poverty, and it's a hope that is felt right here in Winnipeg this afternoon. Our up-to-speed reporter Megan Ketchison is at one local school where the students are calling for an end to poverty in some very creative ways. Hi there, Megan.
Hi, Margo. Well, I'm here at Ecole North, and this is where students are in the middle of presenting a special assembly to call attention to the need to eliminate poverty. And so we have all the students here gathered in the gym. We have a number of people that are giving speeches. But what you'll notice here is that every so often that a student will get up and they will draw faces on a chalkboard, a long chalkboard, and it says every 3 seconds a child dies of poverty. And this is part of a project here that the students are into, and I'm here with Angela Tran, Courtney Maddock, and Brett Hilderman. And Angela, tell me about the faces. What do they mean? What do they represent?
The faces on the chalkboard represent the amount of children who are dying every hour from poverty. And then in 1 hour, 1,200 children will die from poverty each hour.
And so the faces are to demonstrate that.
Yes.
Do you know how many are going to be there by the end of this assembly?
By the end of this assembly, 1,200 faces will be drawn.
Wow. What's it like to see those go up?
It's really sad, just knowing that that's how many kids are dying each hour. And then there are kids dying 24 hours, 7 days a week from it.
Now, Courtney, you've been involved in this project. What grade are you in?
7.
What did you learn that really impressed you the most in this project?
I think the thing that was most impressive was the fact that so many people are dying, like so many people that we don't even know. So just stuff like that.
How do you think that doing something like this will help?
I think it'll help by raising awareness, and if we can raise enough awareness, maybe the government will actually listen to us.
You've got a few politicians here. As a matter of fact, we're kind of interrupting a politician who's talking behind us.
Yeah, we are. But I'm actually really excited that they're all here.
Now, Miles McFarlane, you're the teacher who helped pull this all together. Where did the idea come from?
Well, our school has always been fairly socially active, and we've done events in the past in our school, and this year we attended a conference put on by the Manitoba Council for International Cooperation, and they got us thinking about taking our events outside the school, and we just wanted to make it bigger, and we have.
How much of this is the student's idea, or how much of it is coming pretty much from, are you directing the students, or are they directing you?
Well, we started off actually thinking that this was going to be a 30-hour basketball marathon, and after attending this conference, we really got thinking about it differently, and the students came up with an idea about a basketball, using a basketball game as a metaphor for the platform of the Make Poverty History campaign, and we have a video that we're going to be showing later on, and really they came up with the idea, and you know we're helping with the logistics of it, but they're running the shows.
Now, are you guys now, Brett, do you think you're going to continue on with this poverty, anti-poverty action?
Yeah, I really think that we should continue, and if we don't do it next year, I'm going to push and convince the staff that we will do it next year because this is a really big problem, and I think that if they have to live like that in those poor countries, why don't they get a chance? And we have, like, everything, you know, like they have nothing.
Being here, how do you think that this will help? Do you think getting the attention of these politicians here are actually going to do something?
Yeah, I think that getting that attention, like all everybody's awareness up, you know, including the politicians, will help convince the government that this is a really big issue. And, you know, now that we have politicians here, I think it's going to help even more that we're actually going to get some of the big guns down here and try to help solve this issue.
Angela, does it feel like a too big of a problem, or do you think doing little things like this can help?
I think doing small things and building it up will help eventually, but I think we should start off small and then grow the helping bigger.
So, Mr. Farland, is this going to become an annual event?
Well, we've always done stuff like this, never this big, and I it's just been fabulous. I am so proud of these kids. They've done a wonderful job, and we're not stopping anytime soon.
Thank you very much. Margo, I've been speaking with Angela Tran, Brett Hilderman, and Courtney Maddock, and as well, of course, the teacher Miles McFarland here at Ecole Leela North.
All right, thanks very much. The CBC's Megan Ketchison.